This is the brief on transition rituals for veterinary professionals. You know, going straight from a heartbreaking euthanasia to a joyful puppy consult causes brutal emotional whiplash. So quick hallway microhabits are absolutely crucial for your survival, guiding us through acknowledging the past, grounding in the present, and prepping for the future. First, let's acknowledge the past. Try the pause, a one-minute team-wide moment of silence to honor a patient's passing. Then do a quick emotional weather check. Take 3 deep breaths and label your internal state: stormy, cloudy, sunny, or foggy. You can't change the weather on a dime, but you absolutely need to know if you're walking into that next exam room carrying a hurricane. Second, ground yourself in the present. Try the 4-4-4 technique. Take 4 deep breaths, then quickly identify 4 things you can see, hear, and physically touch. Pair this with a symbolic cleansing. Washing your hands isn't just hygiene. Visualizing a peaceful retreat literally washes away emotional weight. I mean, ask yourself, how much of your daily exhaustion is just refusing to put down the heavy energy from the last room? Finally, prepare for the future. Right before turning the door handle for that next puppy check, do a quick body scan. Notice any physical tension, like a clenched jaw, and silently repeat this mantra: I can feel this stress without carrying it with me. By adopting these quick microhabits, pausing to honor a loss, symbolically washing away heavy energy, and doing a body scan, you can safely close one emotional door before opening another. Listen, self-care isn't some selfish luxury. It's the absolute necessity that keeps lifesavers alive and functioning.